You're on the go with Monitor, your music and information center.
Want a change of scene from that same dull routine? Today, why not take in a good gas station? Citgo. At Citgo, you may even start to feel good about waiting at a gas station. You get to know your car a little better. Get to plan a family trip. Get to treat yourself and the kids to a few nicer, more relaxing minutes. While we treat your car to the finest products and service on the road. So if you're tired of the usual run-of-the-pump service, Citgo should be music to your ears. Citgo, you may not want to live there, but it's a nice place to visit.
Any go-go places or go-go girls they have in Alaska, but we do hear that so many new bars are being built up there in cities that have been hit by floods that the natives have a name for the reconstruction program. They call it Bourbon Renewal.
I know the feeling of being all alone. I never had anybody I could call my own. But when we're together, it's just like a dream together. Like peaches and cream together. It's easy to see it's good for you and me. When we get together, the sun seems to shine forever. And if you'll be mine, you'll never be lonely again. Cause we belong together. It will grow stronger with every day that we start coming together. It's just like a dream together, like peaches and cream together. It's easy to see it's good for you and me. When we get together, something to shine forever. And if you'll be mine, we'll never be lonely again, cause we belong together.
Trinidad Lopez.
Hello, this is Petula Clark from Plymouth 68.
And the beat goes on. Yes, the beat goes on.
Last year, over a 250,000 owners of other low-priced cars were won over to Plymouth. It started a movement, a momentum, a beat. And the beat goes on.
Styles have come and surely styles will go.
Thank you.
68 Plymouths now at your Plymouth dealer where the beat goes on. Several days ago, the Pentagon announced the American casualties in Vietnam have now exceeded 100,000. In this report from NBC News reporter Jack Russell, we'll hear a Marine officer's view on how the war is going.
The U.S. Marines are fighting as well as they ever did along the demilitarized zone, but they are beginning to question how they are being used or misused. The griping is not confined to the ranks. Even some officers are having second thoughts about the Marine role in the Vietnam War. One Marine officer sums up well the frustrations and the complaints.
I basically would say we're waging a war of defense and not aggression. These statistics that you read are about Marines defending Marine soil set down by the Geneva Convention of 1954. It's not as though we're taking an island or assaulting Hanoi. We're defending what is legally ours. And that's what upsets me when I haul supplies out and casualties home. Everything is in a constant state of flux here. And now the Marines have been moved from Da Nang to the DMZ. And we're kind of misplaced from our logistics. And we don't have the resupply that we need. All in all, I think we're being used somewhat unwisely. And without the full support of our combat capabilities, we cannot endure against the enemy that knows our every footsteps and has from time to time lived on the terrain that we're trying to defend.
You said you were short on supplies. What specifically do you mean?
Well, I'm a motor transport officer, and you'd think that inner tubes and tires and gas and oil and spark plugs would be in abundance. But I'm telling you it's not. Everything on the demilitarized zone is handled on what we call a HUS. That means if you've got a crate of lettuce, you'll swap it next door to the Army for 3 dozen spark plugs. And if you've got a flat tire and you don't have any hot patches, then you'll go next door to the Army or you'll go over to the Air Force and you'll swap anything you've got to keep what you have rolling. And they'll swap anything they've got rolling to keep their men fed. That's the problem up here at the DMZ.
Do you think it's worthwhile up here?
Well, I'm a Marine and I don't know much difference than living in a tent and eating sea rations and going for broke by day. But we've got to get more aggressive. We definitely have to get more aggressive. We are losing the countless number of men to break even every day. This is like paying rent, and this is ridiculous.
Thank you. That was a Marine officer's view on the war in Vietnam. Jack Russell, NBC News, reporting for Monitor from South Vietnam.
I suppose it's naive to wonder why, with all the money and material that's being poured into this war, a motor transport unit would be swapping heads of lettuce for spark plugs. But I do wonder, and I suppose you do too. Music for you now on Monitor, the Ray Conniff Singers.
Long ago, there's enough time.
Professors, all right, let me respond to that for just a moment, if I may. When you find me a professor who can show me a specific case of which he has been the witness of an inaccurate, deliberately distorted casualty report from an American forces unit in Vietnam, I will cheerfully shake hands with that man and admit I am wrong. First, you're going to have to find me a professor who's bothered to get off the campus long enough to gather some evidence.
That's WNBC's evidence. You'll enjoy the provocative sounds of Brad Crandall. Weeknights from 9 to midnight on WNBC.
Get in the game with WNBC, your World Series station, as Joe Garagiola, Bill Mazur, and Karl Yastrzemski make you part of what's happening with exclusive pregame coverage of the 1967 World Series. For in-depth reports on how, where, and when, the series will be won. Join the big leaguers on WNBC tomorrow at 1:25 on the World Series station, WNBC New York.
13 minutes before the hour, on monitor, a young man named Glenn Campbell, who's a balladeer, but these days it's probably more correct to call him a singer of soul music. Anyway, this is new by Glenn, and it's called By the Time I Get to Phoenix.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be right gone. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. At lunch and give me a call, but she'll just hear that call keep on ringing off the wall. That's all. She'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly, call my name out low, and she'll cry just to think I'd really leave her. So time and time tried to tell her so. She just didn't know I would really go.
Now, a message meant for you.
Get with living the exciting way. Drink sparkling champagne like nothing else you ever tasted. Nothing else except champagne. So put more sparkle in your life today with sparkling champagne.
Tastes like champagne. Champagne, C-H-A-M-P-A-L-E. Buy sparkling champagne wherever beer is sold. Costs just pennies more. Sparkling Champagne Malt Liquor, Champagne Incorporated, Trenton, New Jersey. In a moment, Mel Allen reports on Today in Sports. Monitor Sports is brought to you by State Farm Mutual, the world's largest car insurance company.
Hi, this is George Carlin. I get a kick out of pushing the buttons on my car radio, going quickly from the middle of one commercial into the middle of another commercial. You get some rather unusual advice, like this.
Rub generously into your scalp at bedtime and you'll wake up
covered with thick, creamy chocolate sauce.
Then I wondered if people switch stations in the middle of my commercials for State Farm Mutual, the world's largest car insurer, would they still get the message? Let's see. State Farm has a coast-to-coast claim service network to give you fast, friendly claim service anywhere, in your own town or as you're driving.
Non-stop from Los Angeles to Honolulu, seven times daily.
No wonder State Farm insures more than 9 million cars, and no wonder the drivers of those cars invite you to...
take one can of tomato paste.
Pour it in your gas tank and you'll be amazed.
At State Farm's low rates, too. And remember, there are more than 9,500 State Farm agents across the country. Get to know the one nearest you and...
keep an extra one in your glove compartment.
Now, at the Monitor Sports Desk, Mel Allen.
Thank you very much, Henry. Hello there, everybody. Some 55,000 at Busch Stadium in St. Louis saw the Cardinals come within one game of winning the World Championship as they blanked the Boston Red Sox 6-0. They started out early. The early birds, in this case, catching the worm. Exploding for 4 runs in the first inning. Brock and Flood got aboard. They both scored on a 2-run double by Roger Maris. And the ball game was over to all intents and purposes. All 9 Cardinals came to bat in that very first inning. The first and last, by the way, for starter Jose Santiago. Bob Gibson went all the way in pitching a beautiful ball game, scattering 5 hits. He didn't allow a man to get as far as second base until Carl Yastrzemski opened the 9th inning with a double. Yaz, by the way, also had a single. Boston used 4 pitchers. Jim Lomborg, the Red Sox 22-game winning 24-year-old ace, will try to keep Boston's hopes alive tomorrow in St. Louis. The Cardinals expect to go with left-hander Steve Carlton. If Boston can win tomorrow, then, of course, the series will resume in Boston Wednesday. If they lose it, it's all over till next year. In professional football, the Green Bay Packers beat the Detroit Lions 27-17, coming from behind with a 17-point fourth quarter to dump the Lions before a sellout crowd of 58,000. Ratkowski threw 2 touchdown passes for the Packers. The Dallas Cowboys 17, the Washington Redskins 14. Quarterback Don Meredith hit running back Dan Reeves for a TD pass of 36 yards with 18 seconds left in the game to save it for Dallas. The New York Giants 27, New Orleans Saints 21. Fran Tarkenton threw two touchdown passes, set up 2 others with a pair of 44-yard strikes to win over the winless Saints. Philadelphia Eagles 38, Atlanta Falcons 7. A 24-point explosion by the Eagles in the first quarter. Too much for the winless Falcons. Baltimore 24, Chicago 3. Rookie Rich Volk from Michigan scored on a 94-yard run back of an intercepted pass, the longest in Baltimore history, to keep the Colts unbeaten. St. Louis 34, Minnesota 24. 2 TD passes by St. Louis's Jim Hart. At St. Andrews, Scotland, the Alcan Golfer of the Year Championship wound up in a 5-under par 283 tie score between Gabe Brewer and Billy Casper. The playoff tomorrow for the title and the $55,000 purse, the richest in golf. The runner-up gets $15,000. Masters champion Brewer, by the way, had to sink a 5-foot birdie putt on the last green to tie Casper with a 71. At the U.S. West German swim meet in Berlin, Californian Mark Spitz set his second world's record in as many days with 2 minutes, 5 7/10 seconds for the 200-meter butterfly, 0.3 of a second better than the mark set August 30th by fellow Californian John Ferris. And that's the late sports news, Henry.
Thanks, Mel. That was fair.
Now this for the Voice of Music.
I'm football coach Eric Parsegian. The man who sells VM, the Voice of Music, has a free offer for all us football fans. Just for listening to a VM phonograph or tape recorder, he'll give you a copy of their new 64-page book, How to Watch Football Like an Expert. It diagrams the key plays, shows the key moves, tells you what to watch for, includes a picture dictionary of referee signals, and plenty more. I think it's terrific. Just stop in at any participating dealer for a VM demonstration and get your copy free.
Mel Allen with further sports news and results on the later portion of Monitor. Also later, another program in the NBC News Second Sunday series. The title is The Soviet Union After 50 Years, Whatever Happened to the Dream? It will deal with the revolution as seen through the eyes of Alexandra Tolstoy, daughter of the author of War and Peace, and it will explore the Russia of today in order to find out what happened to Lenin's dream of 50 years ago. Stay tuned to your NBC station for this special program, one in a series presented the second Sunday in each month. Now, this message.
Come here, Rover, you lucky dog, you, having a master like me. Do you know who just called me for a date? Madeline. Now, why would Madeline call me? My dashing good looks. I'm not very good looking, Rover. My money. Oh, I don't have any money, Rover. Now, why did Madeline call me? I mean, there's nothing different about me. Except maybe my toothpaste. My toothpaste? Of course! It's the Ultra Bright! The Ultra Bright toothpaste! That's it, Rover! It works! Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal!
New Ultra Bright toothpaste, a taste you can really feel. New Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
New Ultra Bright toothpaste, a taste so wildly refreshing, you know your breath is the freshest, your teeth the brightest. That's sex appeal. And that's Ultra Bright.
Rover, after Ultra Bright, everything else is just toothpaste.
Witch is Dead by Peter Nero. They all laughed when I said Nero used to play a fiddle. I was serious. Peter Nero was a violinist once. Maybe not as red hot as he is as a pianist, but news coming up on the hour. This is Senor Morgan.
Keep to the latest news now. It's on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere.
Every day, TWA flies 8 nonstop jets to Los Angeles, morning, afternoon, and evening. Movies and music, too. Just call TWA.
This is Bob and Ray.
With seatbelt slogans for sale.
How about fasten your seatbelt before you go to pieces?
Or seatbelts are a good thing to have around you.
There's just no stopping you if you don't wear seatbelts.
And finally, a belt in the stomach beats glass in your ear.
We hope you get the idea. Like the National Safety Council says,
when you drive, buckle up.
Arriving on schedule this Wednesday and Friday, it's the 660 Fortune Special. Twice a week, the 660 pulls into Fortune Phone with an extra prize aboard. If the player being called answers the qualifying question correctly, he'll win the prize. Either an MGM Playtape 2, a Vantage electric watch, or a 3-day vacation at the Downingtown Inn. The timetable changes every week, so keep track of the schedule by listening to WNBC. Your World Series station, WNBC, New York.